I certainly am looking to sign the emergency rules today.
Governor David Ige says he's committed to enforcing the rules approved by the Board of Land and Natural Resources. The rules restrict access to the Mauna Kea Observatory Access Road to include 1 mile on either side from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Individuals also cannot have camping gear or cooking equipment in the restricted area.
It's emergency rules, and they only apply explicitly for a 120-day period. And so the department will be working with the users and various advocates to look at long-term rules that we would want to have in place by the time that the emergency rules expire.
The governor says he has not been in conversation with 30-meter telescope project leaders about resuming construction. On the issue of homelessness in Kaka'ako, the governor says he continues to work with the city and county on identifying land that can be used for emergency shelters.
There are homeless people all around the island today, and I do believe that part of the solution has to be finding shelter or shelter opportunities, I think, in virtually every community, because the homeless people like that area and have chosen to be there.
Meanwhile, the governor signed a few bills into law. One allows the development of hydroelectricity for agriculture use. Another requires a wastewater recycling study at state airports, and another waives water quality certification for Hawaiian fish ponds. A fourth measure allows the Department of Health to issue new birth certificates for sex designation changes. 30-year-old Tia Thompson has already filed her petition.
We're allowed to change our driver's license and other state identifications, but not the birth certificate. But with this new law, it's actually going to help me play women's volleyball. I'm trying to be the first female transgender athlete in the NCAA. It's life-changing.
House Health Committee Chair Representative Della Albalati says the birth certificate issue has been debated by lawmakers for over a decade, but moved quickly through both houses following marriage equality and the nationwide discussion on gender.
Really, this bill aligns with best practices in the medical field. You know, as we're learning and seeing what's happening at the national level and as more transgender people are coming out, is that it's not medically necessary to have to go through gender reassignment surgery to have the gender change.
A final bill signed into law by the governor allows restaurants with liquor licenses to sell beer, malt beverages, or cider for off-premise consumption. Whole Foods Market Executive Coordinator of Purchasing and Operations, Clara Sullivan, said the measure reflects changing consumer habits.
This bill is tremendously exciting because it allows restaurants the opportunity to sell beer in a growler form, which means that we're pouring directly from the tap into a larger container up to a half gallon for the customer to enjoy at home.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.